Hello again. This is Nuala Higgins, Paula Nuala at Reconciliation Outreach. Good to be in touch again. This year, we're talking today about the Feast of Tabernacles Declaration. God wants to communicate something to us. This year, the Feast of Tabernacles, as many know, begins at sundown on October the 2nd today. The Feast of Tabernacles is the final feast of the Feast of the Lord. Passover is at the beginning of the agricultural cycle, and Tabernacles is at the end of the harvest feast. The work of redemption of mankind, begun in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, will conclude at his second coming, when he comes to take his throne in Jerusalem and transform the earth with his glory. The Feast of the Lord signify and foretell, along with the teaching of the scriptures, that the future of the earth will be glorious. The Lord will reverse the devastation brought about by man's 6,000-year mismanagement of the earth, magnified today, and redeem it with his rule. This will be world redemption longed for by the Jewish people. As truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. In the Bible, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when Solomon dedicated the temple, the glory of the Lord filled the temple in an astonishing outpouring of his glory. It was recorded in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1. From then on, the Feast of Tabernacles became not only a remembrance of God's provision to his people in the wilderness when they lived in dependence on him for 40 years in flimsy boots under the skies, but also a remembrance of the day that the glory of God filled his temple in Jerusalem. That is why Jesus used the Feast of Tabernacles to announce that his glory and life would fill his temple. His temple is not made with hands, but made of living people from Israel and every nation who receive his life and build their lives on him. Ephesians 2, 14, 15 and 21 tells us, "For he himself has made both one and broken down the middle wall of separation to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace that he might reconcile them both to God, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord." In John 7, verse 37, he says, "On the last day, that great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." In this Tabernacles declaration, Jesus announced boldly that he will flood the hearts of those who come to him with his Spirit, which is his own life. Anyone who is thirsty, with an awareness of the needs of the world, their own lacks, weaknesses, and inabilities, can receive this drink of his Spirit. Furthermore, this life will flow through each one of his followers, not as a trickle, but as a gushing river, if they come, receive, and yield. His followers will not be stagnant pools, but irrigating systems of God's own life flowing out into a dry and thirsty world. For generations, the body of Messiah focused almost exclusively on the wonderful gifts and grace of forgiveness. But many have not fully embraced the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is literally God himself coming to take up residence in us. In the Feast of Tabernacles declaration, Jesus made clear his goal to flood the entire company of those who believe in him with his life. Then that life, his life, will flow through his people to the nations. This Tabernacles declaration announces that, especially at the end of the age, the Jewish and Gentile believers in Yeshua will receive the glory of the Lord's own life as never before. This will be a key to the final harvest or ingathering. Yeshua's own prayer will be answered. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. We need not postpone the experience of God's glory until the Lord's return. Jesus invites all to come to him right now for a greater fullness of his life. We can today, the day we respond more fully to his invitation, to be flooded with the streams of his spirit and life this day. More, Lord. There's always more. We are entering new seasons of ingathering. Israel and the nations are discovering the Messiah in new ways. Jesus' temple, made up of the living stones of those who lean on him, is being built with believers from Israel and the nations, and he will fill it with the glory of his spirit and presence. This temple, which is the Lord's living, multi-membered body, shall be filled with a glory that surpasses any glory experienced in previous generations. Haggai says in chapter 2, verse 9, the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. Isaiah 60, verse 1 declares, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and it sure does today, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. According to Jesus, the restoration of Israel, and especially the restoration of Jerusalem to Jewish dominion in 1967, is the sign that we are at the harvest time of history. Luke 21, verse 24. The Feast of Tabernacles, or ingathering, reminds us God has a harvest he wants to reap on the earth. He wants to bring Israel back to him and all nations back to him. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. This is Psalm 72, 1, 7, 11, 16, 18, 19. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Have you responded at this tabernacle time to the challenge of Jesus, the Feast of Tabernacles declaration, to be filled with his life and presence as never before, and be a channel of his life to the needy world around you? Blessings.